Looks like we're stuck in the world of COVID lockdown for a while now. It's boring and limiting, and I say that still having the freedom to work. What it must be like to have no option to get out, I have no idea. But what I'm starting to resent is the preaching from the pulpit of Dan Andrews. We're being treated like naughty boys and girls as if it's our fault. Dan is on full pay and gets driven round in a posh white SUV. He has no idea how hard it is for some people. Does he even care? To be honest, I see no reason to watch those press briefings anymore. All I need is the numbers, and even then I don't really care apart from work reasons. I'm sure if we focused on deaths from heart attacks, strokes, cancer or dementia, each would knock the coronavirus figures into barely the top 10. Too much effort is being put into pinning us down and baffling us with numbers. Just one instance, more than 17,000 people died last year from heart disease. Does that lead every news? Do we restrict access to crap foods and cigarettes? The answer is no. So while our Premier tells us off for something out of control, could we consider fading out the news reporting from prime spots? All this may lead you to think I'm an anti-vaxxer or similar. No, I am not. And I am one of the first few thousand in Victoria to be fully vaccinated. I stick to the rules and fully believe the threat of the virus is real enough. I've spoken to my son in the UK over the past week a few times. He was in the test programme for the Novavax programme in England, a guinea pig if you like. He has just been through COVID-19. It is real and it sounds unpleasant. A very bad cold, lethargic, and every part of his body aching. And this is with the vaccine. From my relatively limited study of the pandemic, it is clear we all have to be vaccinated. The fact that people are holding off seems crazy to me, but then those people must enjoy being locked down. But back to Dan Andrews. I'm starting to think he's enjoying the power he's inflicted on us with the unbalanced emphasis on the health threat of coronavirus. His dream to eradicate is never going to happen. We should be planning ahead for opening up with restrictions to give us all some hope of a relatively normal future. And please, let's relegate the COVID report to online only, there if you need it. I'm Steve Kendall, and that's my say.